Chapter 4. Guy staggered and reeled down the drive. Annabel had released his arm when they were clear of the house, and she walked behind him, the iron rings on the soles of her pattens striking sparks from the frosty pebbles on the drive. Trees with their tiny new leaves stood out black against the starry sky like fine lace. Some waterbird hooted mournfully from the lake, echoing the desolation in Annabel's heart. She knew about Guy gambling away the manor because he had told her, just outside the house, defiantly and drunkenly, almost proudly, as if the loss of their country home had elevated him to the top league of gamblers. They still had the townhouse, he said, and they would travel there as soon as possible. Jameson was welcome to that ruin of a place. Now all Annabel wanted to do was get to bed. She blessed that custom of the upper classes of having separate bedrooms. Guy hardly ever visited her bedroom, and when he did, it was a distressingly drunken fumble rather than lovemaking. She let him get well ahead of her. Carriages of the departing guests passed them on the drive, their faces momentarily lit by the carriage lamps inside, driving past secure in a rich world, not one looking out at the figures trudging down the long drive. By the time they turned in at the gates of the manor, Annabel was shivering with cold. There would be no fires in the bedrooms. The woodpile had dwindled away, and there were no outdoor menservants to cut more. Guy, ahead of her, let himself into the large, square house and left the door open behind him. He did not even turn around to see if she were there. Annabel went into the blackness of the hall and groped on the side table for a candle. Guy had already lit his and was mounting the stairs, a small circle of wavering candlelight showing his uneven passage. She picked up her own candle and followed slowly up the stairs and turned in at her own bedroom door. Sanctuary. For one night. She carefully took off her beautiful dress and hung it away in the wardrobe, hoping she would have a chance to wear it again in London. She shivered as she watched.